when Simon Shin Lamed Vav, we're up to Siv Dalet, we'll be doing from Dalet through Ches. Siv Dalet Yesh Li Zorim Elahashlev Zroim B'mokam Yuridis Kishamin. You have to be careful not to put seeds down where it rains, Shesofon LaHatzmiach, because there they're going to start sprouting. So the halacha is that if you do it b'chavana, obviously you're over on Zorea. Even if it's not b'chavana, if you know that it's going to sprout, it's aser. Dim yashlich l'tarnegolim lo yashlich elikashir shiyochlu bo bayom o liyomayim. If you're throwing it in front of chickens, then what you should do is only put the amount that they're going to eat in a day or two, because if you're going to give them the amount that it'll take 3 days to eat, by 3 days, they may start sprouting. Whereas if it's a place that everybody walks, it's mutter shein soful itzmoach, because there they will not sprout. So the iser of Zorea is putting something in a place where it will either sprout or take root in the ground. The Mishnah Berurah points out that there's another issue that cannot be overlooked. It says that you're allowed to put a day's worth or 2 days worth of food. So he says that it must be talking about where you're doing it b'vas achas, you're doing it all at once. Because if you put it, here's for today, here's for tomorrow, then you're over on Achona. Sifhei, asabim sha'olu al ozen akli. I think it's only right to speak out. The Achronim they ask about the malach of Zorea. When you throw out seedlings, they do not sprout or take root for 3 days. Yet the malacha of putting them there is on Shabbos. The question is, if you put them out to sprout for the sake of sprouting, were you over the malacha, or are you only over the malacha once it sprouts? It seems to be that the consensus is that if it did not sprout eventually, then you were not over. It's only when it does sprout, the lemafreya, you're over. Sivhei, asabim sha'olu al ozen hakli, milechus hakli. If you notice that on a keli that is moist, moss started to grow. Chashuvim kumchubarim lakarka vatolshan chayiv. They're considered mechubar lakarka, and if you pull it off, meaning if you want to clean the keli from the moss, that's considered the malacha of tolish of kotzer. Now, what's pshat? So the Mishnah Berurah Bemis asks the kasha, why is this any different than a closed flower pot, which we will later see, anotzit she'ena nokov, the halacha is that there's no zriya in there, there's no ktsira in there, midaraisa. If it's ein onokov, if it does not have a hole, says the Mishnah Berurah, because when you plant in earth, the normal thing to do is to plant in the ground. It is considered abnormal to be planted in a notzit she'ein onokov, to plant it in a way that you haven't even left a hole for it to absorb nutrients from the ground. Not so when you're talking about moss growing on a kli, that it is its normal way of growing. As a result of that, there you would be over on what's called ochr dover migidulo. You are severing something from its source of growth. Sivav, asabim shetochvam ba'ofer mebaudyom kdeshiyuhu lachim. The poskim explain that what we're talking about is flowers that you're keeping for aesthetic purposes. These are beautiful flowers. You want them to stay fresh, so what you do in those days, they would put them back in the ground, not for the sake of growing, just because the ground traps moisture and it would keep it moist. So now it is sticking out a little bit. You're allowed to pull it out of the ground. Muter lechos ba'olim alahotzion. You can pull out the leaves and pull the whole thing out of the ground. Now, why are you allowed to do that? Because it was not planted for the sake of growing. It was only put there for the sake of staying fresh. V'hu shelo hishrishu, if it did not take root. V'gam tzor shena rotza ba'ashrol shoson. And you had no intent whatsoever of having them take root. You don't want them to take root. Avam niskavim lezriya aser. But if you had kavona, if your intent was for the sake of taking root, it would be aser. Here we're talking about what you didn't. You just put it there for shmira. Now, the problem is that when you pull it out, you're moving the ground. The answer is that's tiltum and atzav, the tzarech dover amutter. If you have kavana for zriya, even though it didn't take root yet, the halach is that it is aser as a gzeira otu, pulling it off after it took root. Siv zayin. Aser litlo shafilu ma'otzit she'enan nakuf. Not only are you not allowed to pull something off a flower pot with a hole in it, even one with no hole whatsoever, there's still an iser of ktsira from it. Now the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. Similarly, it is usur to water a flower pot. Watering plants is considered part of the malacha of Zorea. So we ought to mention right here, what are the halachis of leaving on a sprinkler system over Shabbos, or having a computerized system whereby it goes on at certain parts of the night, for example? The rule is that an irrigation system that is working automatically is mutter, so long as it is not connected to your house, the system in your house, to the point that whenever you turn the water on and off, it will have an effect on the water pressure in your irrigation system. So, for example, there were many poskim that asered in Eretz Yisrael in the early days, where the Yishuvim had this one water pipe, and they used it both for irrigation as well as for household use. They asked for leaving on the irrigation over Shabbos, because every time people started using water, the water pressure went down. When they shut their water, the water pressure went up, which meant that they were actually adding to the water that was being sprinkled at that point. So Lamaisa, that would be Asr. Similarly, if you have to go, and we saw that you're not allowed to wash your hands in a place where things can grow. So the question there is, how about if you have a leaky drain pipe that ends up in the garden? So the poskim say that if that's not your kavana, since you're not spilling it directly, then that already is mutter. That's a grama with an enum eskavin, and they are mater over there. Now the halacha is that an otzitz nakuv is considered mechubra lakarka. If you're talking about a flower pot with a hole in it, even though it is supported not on the ground but above the ground, we say that if there's nothing in between to be mafsik, it is absorbing nutrients from the ground. It's considered mechubra lakarka, and you're chayiv for watering, for planting, for taking it, for cutting anything off it. How about something that, and the size of the nekev is like a small root, which is very small. How about an otzit she'eino nakuv? So an otzit she'eino nakuv, the halacha is that there's only an issur d'rabbanan. But there's a big machlokas rishonim, what is considered an otzit she'eino nakuv. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that in wood, a wooden flower pot does not need a hole. Even without a hole, it will absorb through the wood. The Shita of the Rash and Pashtus, the Rambam, is the other way around, that wood without a hole is eino nakuv. But ceramic is absorbent, and furthermore, roots go through ceramic. So in that case, we would say that a ceramic flower pot, earthenware, even without a hole, is considered an otzitz nakuv, which would be a daraisa. The Ravid sheet is that it makes no difference in all cases. If there is no hole, it's considered eino nakuv. So in all cases, the halacha would be that it's going to be aser at least midrabanan. If it's a flower pot with a hole, or a flower pot that halacha is as if it has a hole, then we would be dealing with a daraisa. This nekev, the hole does not have to be at the bottom. A hole at the side is enough. Also, if you're dealing with something that in halacha is considered a tree, the bark stays all year long, the halacha is that if the leaves go over the sides of the flower pot, they're considered as absorbing nutrients from the ground. And therefore, we would consider an otzitz nakuv, which would be a daraisa. Sifches, otzitz pirish chatzich kad shezorin sham asavim. A half a pitcher, it's like a sawed-off pitcher. A flower pot today looks like one of their earthen pitchers of old, but you sawed it halfway up. Afilu eino nakuv, yesh li zar melitlo me agabe karka lo nicho agabe yisei deso ipcha. Beinu shel eitz ben shel cheres. The halacha is that if you have a flower pot with a hole in it sitting on the ground, and now you lift it and put it on a tripod, even though it is still exposed to the ground and continues to draw nutrients, since you are furthering its distance from the ground, it is usur, you are interfering with its growth. We say that the amount of nutrients that it can absorb would not be less than before, so it would be a tolish derabanan. Not only that, but even in an otzit she'ena nakov, he is being machmir. If you place it on top of a table, then that could be a kotzer daraisa, because now it could be that you are being mafsik, you are severing that open space between the ground and the flower pot where it could have absorbed nutrients. Further, says the Rama, Hago, Yichur shel Ilan, Shenifshach me'erev Shabbos mina Ilan. If you have a branch of a tree that broke off before Shabbos, so both Paris, and there's fruit on them. Mutter litlo shaperes mena b'shabbos. Since it is a branch and is completely detached from the tree and the ground, the halach is that there's no iser of tlisha. The iser of tlisha of kotzer is only from the ground. So the halachi is that there's no iser in pulling peiris off something that is detached. Now this is only where it got completely detached. If it's partially detached, even if the claim is that it's no longer alive, nevertheless we make a xera otu apart that is not detached.